Central Station in Leiden, where people are going to join the demonstration, and I'm talking to some people here. Next to me is a guy who's working with, I don't know, where do you come from and why are you walking here?
I'm from Stockholm, Sweden, and I'm a member of the SAC, which is an independent anarcho-syndicalist trade union.
So have you been involved in People's Global Action conferences or activities before, or is this your first time that you have been in such an organization item?
No, as to the PGA, I've been involved since the Milan conference last year, last spring, and then I was in Cochabamba too on the global conference. So I've been to PGA meetings before.
The reason why you're here in Leiden, is it for a specific workshop or activities, or are you interested in the general PGA process as well?
Well, it's some. I'm interested in the general PGA process, and I'm trying to. Well, I'm working from the basis of my organization. I try to keep contact with the PGA and just be present in the PGA process. And I'm also quite interested in the European Social Consult development, because we are some people in Sweden who are working, well, outside the traditional organization, outside the well, autonomously, with trying to promote the consultative process in Sweden. So that would be interesting for me to participate in and see how it's going in the other European countries.
Okay. So what's your general impression of this conference so far?
Well, it hasn't really started yet, but there are some nice people here, and I have good hopes for it.
Okay, have fun the next time and or the next days, and well, see you later.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and now we're walking along the Hooggracht. It's a bit difficult to see how many people are walking here in this, well, it's a sort of a demonstration, but I don't hear any slogans or whatever. I think there are 100 to 150 people now walking through Leiden. Well, which is a nice sight. I see some flags of the VVK, the Free Place Koppingsteeg, and I will be trying to interview some more people. Okay, I'm now talking to someone else in this demonstration. Well, could you tell me the reason why you are here in Leiden, and maybe where you're coming from?
We're coming from Israel, Tel Aviv, and we're doing street parties there. To create like autonomous zones and to bring about all sorts of messages, and we come here to know about similar groups that deal with these messages and to see what we can learn and to create a network of similar actions.
Are there like special items in this conference that you are interested in or you want to participate in, or are you just for the general conference here?
Well, there's three meetings that deal with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that interest me, and also there's one about culture jamming. That's what's interesting for me, but mainly not so other stuff.
So are you one of the people that go to important summits of politicians a lot, or other PGA conferences, or is this maybe the first time that you are in such a...
The first.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and well, have fun in a couple of days.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, that was someone from Tel Aviv who I was talking to, and Tel Aviv is not really in Europe, I think, but well, still these people are participating in the second European PGA conference. Some friendly police officers walking with this demonstration, liaison, it says on the back of their shirts. Don't know exactly what that means. We'll be trying to talk to some other people. Okay, I'm walking next to two people who are also involved in the PGA conference, and we are walking through the Breestraat now. Well, could you tell me in a few words why you are in this PGA congress, and what specific items you are interested in?
I'm specifically interested in the European Social Consulta project. That's mostly why I am here.
From which country you are?
Czech Republic.
Ah, yeah. And have you been involved in PGA conferences before, or is this the first time that you've been to such a European conference?
I haven't been specifically in PGA conferences, but in lots of other European-like conferences. And I was also involved in different kind of actions where I worked together with these people.
Mm. Now, this European Consulta, I think it's sort of the initiative of a Spanish group called MRG. You already met people from this group, or have you been visiting this consulta already?
We made a Czech translation for the consultation guide, and I'm also in email contact, and we are now in the Czech Republic. We are thinking about what to do next, answering the questionnaire and what to do next, and I'm just here to get more information and to discuss it with the people.
Have you been in Holland before?
No.
So what is your impression until now of this PGA conference, although it didn't start yet?
Now it's okay, but I expected more people.
Yeah, I think a lot of more people will come in the next one or two days.
Yeah. But,
okay, thank you very much, and have fun in a couple of days.
Okay, have fun.
Okay, we're still walking through the Breestraat, going to the station, and next to me are two people. Where are you coming from?
I'm from Denmark, from an organization called Global Roots in Denmark.
Tell something more about this organization.
At the moment we are very busy organizing the Counter Summit in December in Copenhagen. And normally we're working with non-violent direct action of all sorts. And we are supporters of the five hallmarks of PGA, of course.
Mm. Ah, you mean the Counter Summit for the European Summit?
Yes,
ah, yeah. So is it a thing that is really living in Denmark, protesting against the European Union?
Yeah, Global Roots was made after the Jutenborg and Genova summits, and because we realized that we needed to have a more longer-lasting structure than the ad hoc groups that have been set down for. And it has been growing very rapidly since then and have been making a lot of actions. So yeah, at the moment things are going very well, but of course we never know what happens after December.
So are there any specific items in this PGA conference that you are interested in or want to visit, or maybe you are organizing yourself something?
We spend a lot of time after Genova discussing strategy, and at least for the time of the Danish presidency, we have decided on a non-violent strategy very firmly, and we want to take part in the strategy debates to put forward our views and present our arguments, of course. But this is, these are strategical matters, so I think they might change every half year what's the most expedient thing to do, but for the moment we would like to propose the non-violence.
So you heard about the more people from Denmark who are in Holland at the moment for this conference?
No, and it's a bit strange actually. We should have been four or five from Global Roots, but the three others they dropped out in the last minute. But it's we are very busy because there is a meeting of some ministers from the union all the time in Denmark now. There's three meetings. And there's a meeting every weekend from now on, and nearly a month forward. So people are very, very hung up in Denmark.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, and lots of success with the conference in the next days.
Super.
Hey, thanks. Okay, I'm still walking along in this, sort of a demonstration of People's Global Action. It's not really a demonstration, but more, in Dutch it's called a wandeling, but at the moment I don't know the English word for it. People who are living in Leiden and who are watching the demonstration, they are looking in a bit strange way to all these people. Some people look maybe a bit weird, but still they are taking the leaflets and reading them, and I think some people are really interested. So we are not so far from the station at the moment, and we are walking towards Molen de Valk. and I'll be talking to some more people. Okay, I'm talking to some other people who are walking in this demonstration. Well, could you tell me from which country you are and what organization you are involved in?
So we come from Italy and we are in a tactical media crew, which is it's a group of activists which does independent information via an internet site, and we follow many issues regarding different struggles from the world.
From what town are you in?
We are from Rome. But there are many people also from other places.
So I guess you've also been involved in the first European conference in Milan, I think?
Yes, yes, we went there.
You think this conference in Milan was a success? Because I heard of some people who are involved in that conference that it was a bit of chaotic and disappointing. What do you think about it?
No, personally I think it was a success, mid-success. It was good because it's the way we managed to talk and to organize. It seemed chaotic, and I've heard people saying it was chaotic, but a lot of people who are not used to work in a horizontal way. And many have said it was chaotic because they didn't know what directions were taken, because in fact there wasn't a unique direction, which was something very good. And I think being the first European, the first time many different groups got together, it was a success, because at least you could exchange ideas in front of somebody and talk for a long period of time, spend a lot of time trying to exchange ideas, whether it's quite difficult or it's not so good via the internet or in other networks we have. I think I wasn't very... I didn't like the fact it was in that place, mainly myself personally, because I find it strange that type of organization, which we thought was kind of verticalist usually, had the conference there, but at the end it worked quite well. I didn't like the fact that there was too many... The place is very big, so it was a bit... chaotic in that sense. There was a big party, which there was a lot of people from the town coming in, but more like a nightclub, not like let's say all our principles were not in that thing.
Yeah.
So it was very how do you say that, contradictory.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a lot of money involved in that for that day, for example, so that was a bit, I didn't like it, but you know, it's the organization put the place, and they have been dealing with things like that since a lot of years. So.
Yeah. Now the conference here in Leiden, it didn't really start yet. But what is your impression about the way that it is organized here in Leiden?
The organization is very good, I think, because it's all very clear, and I like the place. I like Euro Disney. And for what I've seen up to now, it's very nice. It's more, at least it's more comfortable for us to meet in a place more friendly, let's say, friendly towards our opinions.
You heard of Euro Disney before, or is this the first time that you heard of this place or collective?
No, we have seen it, but heard of it by networks, let's say, but nothing really, never had any involvement.
Okay, thank you very much, and lots of success in the coming days.
Thanks to you.
Ja, from the radio.
Yes, and we've almost arrived at the station now. I've been talking to some people here, and people are moving onto the train, I think. Will this be a free train ride, or is everybody going to pay? I can't imagine that. I'm not myself going to Amsterdam, so other people from People's Global Radio will be covering that item. Okay, people are walking towards the train now and trying to get on the train to Amsterdam. I see some other reporters from People's Global Radio, and they will be reporting that item, so you'll hear from me later. Tot zover Davidov from People's Global Radio.